This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lamb chop?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15 minutes Bake Off Queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bit like that.
Pie.
Salad. It is not just for summer. There are lots of ways to use fall produce in salads. That goes beyond simple kale. And here with some ideas is Evan Kleinman. She hosts KCRW's Good Food. Hi, Evan.
Hi, Madeline.
Okay, so often I'll just have a bag of kale or a bag of mixed greens or a bag of arugula, toss it onto a plate, throw some vinaigrette on it, and call it a day. But you're here to tell me I don't have to be so boring, right?
Yeah, when it comes to fall, I kind of forget about the lettuce, or the lettuce takes a way background role. There's so many crunchy vegetables that I think work as a perfect foil to foods that we eat a lot in the fall that are softer. You know, all the squashes, more stews. Things that have a richness that we don't necessarily eat during the summer.
So you want to pair that with a heartier salad, a crunchier salad?
Yeah, I wouldn't say necessarily heartier, but I would say something that has a lot of texture and a nice forward kind of vinaigrette that has some acid to it. So it kind of cleanses your palate and gives you a break from all that other richness.
The unctuousness.
Exactly.
All right. So first up, we have a radish salad, the opposite of unctuous. Tell us what's in that.
It's an absolutely gorgeous salad because you use mixed radishes. So all the different colors and types. So there are the kind like that are called Easter egg radishes that are all pretty much the same shape and size, but might be different colors. Maybe they're red on the outside, purple on the outside, white. And then there's also watermelon radishes, which are bigger and have that just glorious color running through them, whether or not they're red focused or green focused. And so this particular salad is just all of those radishes trimmed up and sliced, and then mixed with just a simple lemon, olive oil, and salt vinaigrette with some herbs.
Yum. Sometimes people are put off by how spicy radishes can be. Is there a way to mellow the spice?
Yeah, add cheese.
A solution for everything, I think.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these salads that tend to have a lot of crunch are often paired with cheese. So I think if you're eating them as a main course, the cheese is really great. But maybe if you're having it as a side dish that kind of acts almost as a slaw, that maybe you want to go without the cheese because the richness of whatever else you're eating will cut the spice.
Okay, moving on to a salad that was popular way back in the 19th century. You have a recipe for Waldorf salad. And what is in it?
I love a Waldorf salad. Originally, it was just apple slices and celery mixed with mayonnaise on bib lettuce. But, you know, over the years, people added things to it. And I think now when people think of a Waldorf salad, they also think of the additions of walnuts and sometimes grapes. And I just think it's just apples are everywhere this time of year. And now we have all these different varieties of apples that are so crisp and beautiful that it's just a great salad to remember to make.
How do you make it less mayonnaise-y?
You can get rid of the mayonnaise completely, and instead of having a creamy dressing, you can make like a mustard vinaigrette. Mm-hmm. But if you want it to be creamy, you could use yogurt instead or creme fraiche. There are many different ways of making that dressing, so it doesn't have to be so mayonnaise forward, which isn't really my thing either.
All right, one more. Let's talk about one of your favorites. It is a winter salad with fennel. How do you make that one?
Well, I really love fennel, and I know that a lot of people can't get behind the light licorice flavor of it, but I really, really love fennel. And I also like the light color of a winter salad. Often fennel is paired with Belgian endive, but in this case, it's paired with celery root which is so delicious. I mean, I'm a big celery fan too. And celery root has this really great kind of meaty crunch. And you cut it up into really thin batons. And again, this is just a really simple dressing. Toss with lemon and olive oil. It has a little bit of chopped parsley, but it also has the addition of pumpkin seeds, which is perfect for the season and adds another texture to the mix. And then, of course, there is some sliced pecorino cheese.
And finally, how would you dress up a kale salad? How would you make it less kale-y?
Well, I tend to sort of embrace whatever I'm eating. And I, you know, being such an italophile, I'm a fan for slightly bitter greens, mm-hmm. which kale is. I think that the technique of first massaging it with a little bit of salt is great because it breaks it down a little bit. But I really love an anchovy garlic vinaigrette, where you just take a like an anchovy and garlic and you mush them up together, and then you add olive oil and vinegar. I personally love red wine vinegar, but you could use sherry vinegar. And maybe you'll add a little bit of mustard, salt, and pepper. And I just think that kale is so assertive. It's well served with an assertive dressing.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. And that's something that actually can keep, but other salad, it's hard to keep after the night that you eat it, if you have leftovers. Do you have any recommendations?
I always eat salad for breakfast.
You do?
I eat wilted salad for breakfast all the time. I don't know. I love the way that the acid in the dressing cooks the lettuce. And what is lettuce? It's just a green. Yeah. We've just in our heads divided them up and said, okay, these greens are for cooking, these other mm-hmm. greens are for eating raw. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, I guess you could actually cook lettuce too, like saute it or grill it.
Yeah, you can, and it's delicious. Romaine is delicious. Often I'll throw it into soups if I'm lazy and I don't want to go out and buy kale or spinach or chard. Once you've dressed the whole salad, there's really no way of quote, keeping it from wilting like that. And I really don't find individually dressed salads very appealing. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
You want to throw it on, toss it all.
Yeah. It's all part of it. It's a dish. It's a whole meal. It's like taking out an ingredient when you're cooking something. Why would you do that? All right, all the recipes will be at KCRW.com. Evan Kleinman is host of KCRW's Good Food, which you can hear Saturday mornings at 10 on the radio or whenever you want, wherever you get your podcasts. Evan, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.
Well, that does it for us today on Press Play. Tomorrow, actor Tim Robbins will be here. He'll talk about 40 years of his Actors Gang Theater. They've expanded to teach children now, and they go into prisons. We'll hear all about it tomorrow with Tim Robbins. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at KCRW Press Play. I usually put my little whiteboard up there on my personal account, which is at The Mad Brand. So you can check that out, too, on Instagram. And that's it. I'll see you tomorrow.